Thunder Bay. Krista McCarville probably doesn't have to start worrying yet, but she might want to keep an eye over her shoulder. Team Dubinsky, who earlier this month captured the Northern Ontario U18 Championship and will represent the region at next month's Nationals in Ottawa, one day plans to compete head-to-head with the 10-time provincial champion. First and foremost, however, the team plans to focus first on Nationals and then on the Ontario Winter Games, where Dubinsky, led Lily Araganello, second Bella McCarville and third Riley Paul will compete in front of a friendly, hometown crowd at Fort William Curling Club. It's a prospect that excites Dubinsky and her teammates to no end. I think our team really feeds off energy, so having our fans and family and friends in the stands, it definitely will take our game to a whole new level and it will push us to the maximum, to do our best, Dubinsky said, helping city officials kick off an introductory news conference ahead of the games, scheduled to begin in Thunder Bay on February 16. The team feeds off each other, she added. Best friends on and off the ice, the quartet has been curling together for much of the past 5 years. McCarville, the daughter of Krista and Mike McCarville, comes by her talent naturally, as does Dubinsky, whose brother Jackson skips a TBATL Major League of Curling team and curled at last year's National U18 Championship in Timmins, Ont. Chemistry is a big thing, Dubinsky said. We work well as a team. We communicate well, and that ultimately wins us games in the long run. Experience is another key to any potential success the foursome will have at the upcoming games. In addition to this month's provincial title, Team Dubinsky also went to Nationals last year, losing in the consolation round. We have played in a lot of big events and games, so the stress and the pressure has come down. Other teams have played in big games too, but I think we do have an edge shooting that last shot to win the game. All of us do handle pressure really well and I think at the Ontario Winter Games, that will win us games, as well, Dubinsky said. McCarville said she's happy to start following in her mother's footsteps. The teen spared for Team McCarville in Major League play earlier this year and she's grown up watching her mom make 3 podium trips at the Scotties in the past 8 years. She's not a bad role model, McCarville said. My mom went to her first national when she was my age, so I'm following right behind her. I just think, because I've seen how much she's done in her life through curling, if I can follow that, that would be super cool, she said. Down the road, Dubinsky said they'd love to meet up with the elder McCarville in a Northern Ontario playdown final. Eventually, I think we can get there, she said. Krista might have a little edge on us now, but in a couple of years, I think we will be right with Krista and following Bella's mom in her footsteps.